This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts' healthcare system remains in reasonably good shape, according to Governor Charlie Baker, as the surge of COVID-19 cases continues. WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown is at Beacon Hill. And why don't we start off, Steve, with what the governor is saying about how hospitals are faring. What did he say today about whether they're having problems with capacity?
Yeah, the governor says as of yesterday, there are now 18,000 beds available statewide. He says more than 10,000 or 57% of those beds remain unoccupied and are still available for patients. 900 of the beds are in the temporary field hospitals that have been set up over the past couple of weeks for any overflow. Still, he anticipates the hospital occupancy rates will increase in the coming days.
At this point in time, we believe we are doing all the things our medical community is looking for us to do, and that they are doing all the things that we're looking for them to do to keep up with the increase in hospitalization. And for now, we all feel in pretty good shape with respect to this, but that's because everybody's out in the community working hard and doing their job by socially isolating, by washing their hands, by wearing face coverings when they go out or end up in a place where they can't socially distance and doing the things they need to do to slow the spread. And this is no time to let up.
Now, the governor says he thinks we are still in the upward slope of the surge and that the latest numbers seem to back that up.
So the numbers, the latest set just came out from the Department of Public Health about 90 minutes ago. What did they tell us?
They say confirmed cases and deaths continue to rise, although the rate of increase seems to be staying somewhat steady, consistent with the past few days. There are a little more than 2,200 new cases reported since yesterday, bringing the total number of new cases to 34,402. 159 new deaths are reported, the single largest increase yet. COVID-19 is being blamed for the deaths of 1,404 people.
And the governor says those numbers need to fall and fall for a period of time before he will consider opening the state up again. Tell us more about what he said.
Yeah, he said health experts urge the states to look for infection rates and hospitalizations to be on the decline for about 2 weeks before easing things up. Of course, we're nowhere near that point yet. So that's why the mitigations such as social distancing and closing schools and all but essential stores must remain in place for the time being. He did have some praise for the template that came out of the White House yesterday about reopening the states, which outlined three phases to get to that point, but did not thoroughly address testing, which is needed to know if the number of cases is actually falling.
The steps that we're talking about right now have been a huge economic hit, as we've been reporting. I understand there are new concerns about food security. Where is the availability of food most at issue?
Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says the COVID-19 pandemic has greatly impacted many families' financial stability across the state. Yesterday, we saw those huge numbers in new unemployment insurance applications. With that, there's also a jump in applications for food benefits, such as the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, and the program for women, infants, and children, known as WIC.
Prior to the current public health crisis, 1 in 9 Massachusetts residents receive SNAP benefits. Since the beginning of March, DTA has seen the weekly average of SNAP applications increase by nearly 400%. That is from about 4,000 to 17,000 applications. SNAP caseload is now about 475,000 individuals, up from 436,000 on March 6th.
Secretary Sutter said the state is next week going to apply for a waiver from the federal government to allow SNAP and WIC recipients who use electronic benefit transfer or EBT cards to purchase food online or through curbside pickup. Currently, federal regulations prohibit that, so that's why the waiver is needed.
Next week, Steve, would normally be April school vacation week. Of course, kids have been home for the past 5 weeks or so, and the governor's order to close schools expires in a little bit over 2 weeks. Any indication on what he's thinking about the remainder of the school year?
Well, some sort of decision is likely next week. Governor Baker says the state is in constant touch with communities around the state, as well as with school superintendents and school committees.
And honestly, if you could wave a magic wand, which we can't, I believe that the vast majority of school systems and school district leaders would like to see the kids back at some point before the end of the year for two reasons. Number one, to be able to do some competency testing and figure out what the gaps may be that a lot of kids are going to have because they haven't gone to school for the most part for the past month and a half and may not go for some time going forward. So that there's some idea about things people could work on over the course of the summer so they're not completely behind when they show up again in the fall. And the second thing is to just have a chance to settle people in and talk a little bit about the next year.
The governor says that the challenges associated with this decision are real, and he knows a decision needs to be made soon so that people can have some sort of clarity around this.
One thing before we let you go, Steve. You have a really nice story today on our website, WBUR.org, about a familiar face to anybody who watches the governor's daily briefing, and I'm not talking about Charlie Baker.
That's right. I've got to know Rupert DeBleur, who is, on most days, he serves as the governor's and sometimes Mayor Marty Walsh's sign language interpreter. Rupert is a really nice guy. He's incredibly skilled at communicating with the deaf and the hard of hearing audience. Rupert happens to be deaf himself, born to deaf parents. He explains how he works with a Hearing American Sign Language partner, and it's really good insight into equitable language.
And he dresses really nicely as well.
He does.
A good story, Steve.
For a reason.
Definitely, that's right. He's before the TV every day. Definitely worth a read. Thank you very much, WBUR's senior statehouse reporter, Steve Brown. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.